Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The 5.5-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Garth Brooks is being named the CMA Entertainer of the Year. It's the seventh time he's won the award.
To all the entertainers out here, let's dedicate this to the band and crews that get our on the stage down that road, and those people that show up to let us be entertainers. God love you. I love you, Trisha Yearwood.
A new report says climate change is going to have lifelong health impacts on kids unless major changes are made right away. The report from the UN and dozens of academic agencies claim that a child born today could live in a world with an average temperature over 7 degrees warmer by their 71st birthday. Now, that research is warning that rising temperatures will cause shrinking harvests that threaten food security, driving up food prices, and that kids will be threatened by infectious disease and increasingly poor air quality. USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Federal Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit ruled that Congress can have access to 8 years of President Trump's tax records. The decision moves a separation of powers conflict one step closer to the U.S. Supreme Court. Inflation is going up. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation at the consumer level, was up by 0.4% last month, marking its largest gain since March. That was a tenth of a point higher than expected by the consensus of economists who'd been polled by Reuters before the report was released. Most of the increases came for energy, health care, and food. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Department of Justice is launching a new program that hopes to enforce federal firearms laws and reduce gun violence. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Attorney General Bill Barr is launching a new anti-gun violence initiative. The project is called Project Guardian, and it will be a revamped version of Project Trigger Lock.
The idea is to use our existing gun laws to incapacitate the most dangerous violent offenders. We are going to apply it with special vigor where gun violence is the highest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's up?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. She's back with us. Yes, good to be talking with Kimberly Strassel again. And we're going to be able to get into more detail with her book, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Kim, welcome to the show. Michelle, good to have you with us.
It is so great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, the resistance, as you talk about, at all costs, this has been something that, you know, I've often wondered, and especially when I was reading through your book again, is that what did the resistance know even before Donald Trump was elected?
Well, I think, look, if you really look at when the resistance started, a lot of people take it to after his election. But one of the cases I make in my book is that probably one of the first undiagnosed cases of Trump derangement syndrome was, in fact, former FBI Director Jim Comey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the way back at the beginning of 2016, they didn't know that he was going to be elected yet, but there was already this built-up hatred against him as a nominee and resistance to the very notion of his becoming president. And, you know, I think that that was in part what drove those early FBI actions. And, in fact, a lot of the rule-breaking we saw, you know, we should have had an FBI that briefed the Trump campaign early on about the threat of Russian interference in the election. Instead, they ignored that and went full-fledged into a counterintelligence investigation.
Yeah, they set him up, did they not?
Well, look, I think I'm not sure you'd go so far as to say a setup, but what I do think happened is that they ignored all the usual protocols because they were so insanely disliked him so much. Mm-hmm. And so nothing about the way that the FBI approached the Trump campaign or this investigation is the way it should have happened. And that to me was driven by hatred of the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, the thought also comes to mind relative to hate, because there are figures, and we've met them along our lives, and we run into them. You either love them or hate them, and Donald Trump definitely personifies that. But the problem with hate is that it becomes self-defeating and isolating. And the effect that it's had on the Trump haters is that it's really marginalized them away from 63 million people who voted and believed that Donald Trump could deliver the goods.
Absolutely. And it's marginalized them from being able to help in the project of bettering the country.
Amen.
Right? I mean, think of what the last 2 years might have looked like if Democrats had not been so insanely focused on impeachment. impeachment and getting Donald Trump on the whole Russia collusion story. I mean, this is a guy, if you actually look at him and you're not looking at the caricature that the press would present, this is a guy who loves to make a deal. And he's got about five items, even right now, outstanding, where he said, look, these are places we can work together. The Mexico trade deal, prescription drugs, infrastructure. And they have not been able to allow themselves to do it. And that's very harmful to the country.
And I would say it to the world, because what Donald Trump is doing, he's really, I mean, you talk about somebody who's bipartisan. I mean, they claim that he's racist, but all his policies, I mean, if he's a racist, he's a bad racist, because he's helping everybody across the board.
Oh, come on. That's just a ridiculous comment. And I think one of the weakest arguments that Democrats and the resistance members make on a routine basis. You look at the entirety of this guy's business career. You know, he's colorblind. He wants to better the country. He's, you know, I don't think that he's always the most presidential in the way he does some of these things, but his intentions are generally good. And you know, when you listen to this, the other problem with that is when people start shouting the racist word all the time, it begins to lose its meaning. And, exactly. and that's been, I think, a real casualty of this entire ridiculous storyline.
Is the resistance fearful that they're being exposed here? Because I see Donald Trump more as an exposing agent. I mean, things that Main Street America have known for years, this good enough for government work kind of idea, well, that's just politics, and, you know, you just have to go along to get along. But Donald Trump, you know, has gone right to the very heart of the body politic, and I'm talking about traditional political bureaucracies, and said, look, this is ineffective. I mean, everything that he lives for, there comes, you know, it translates into ROI, return on investment. And he has seen where the American people have been paying a lot of money for a long time. And what do we got? $23 trillion in debt. We have a very mediocre economy that he inherited that the previous administration said was probably going to be pretty much leveled off at 1.7, 1.8 GDP. That's about the best that America could ever expect. But this man and 63 million voters knew differently.
Yeah, I think what he's doing is exposing their behavior. But in that weird way, they exposed themselves.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, this is important. Like, what have we learned over the last couple of years? In part because the resistance overstepped its boundaries, again, out of their hatred for this president. We have learned that we had a leadership of the FBI that felt it did not need to follow any of the rules. You know, look at the arrogance demonstrated by Jim Comey, which, by the way, was pointed out in the Inspector General reports that we've had so far about his handling of the Clinton server question, his leaking of his memos, of his private confidential conversations with the president. You know, this is a guy who was insubordinate, and he didn't think that the rules applied to him. And, you know, look at what's been exposed in terms of the extreme actions the FBI took in opposition to an incoming president. Or look at what we've learned about the quote, end quote, deep state. All of these actors working within the bureaucracy who, again, because they so dislike this president, have felt entitled to file whistleblower complaints or to try to sabotage his work from within. Everyone kind of knew that that was going on, but they've really laid it out for everyone to see. And then, like you say, Bill, the president's not afraid to go there and highlight it even more. And I think that's been very eye-opening to a lot of Americans.
Well, the other thing that's disturbing for Main Street America's, Kim, is that this reeks of corruption. And that's a scary thought, to think that all these institutions that we rely on, that we support and have paid for, have gotten so corrupt that, boy, I mean, this is a mess. I mean, we have yet to find out what the Durham report will indicate. There's some foreboding predictions and also some indications with their travels overseas that this could be a bigger problem than earlier anticipated.
Well, this is the really scary aspect of all this. And what I was trying to highlight in the book is that the tactics that the resistance have adopted are proving far more corrosive to our body politic and to our institutions than anything they accuse Donald Trump of doing. I mean, look at how full circle we've come. Just a while ago, we had all of these people saying, oh, there is no such thing as a deep state. Now we have all these people in the press saying, well, thank goodness there is a deep state to protect the
country. John McLaughlin. I know, that's amazing. Exactly.
But it's a remarkable thing because, by the way, nobody went to the ballot box to vote for an unelected bureaucratic official to make decisions about what they think is best for the country. They voted for Donald Trump, and we pay these people, as you just said, to institute an agenda as put forward by the elected leaders of an executive branch.
Yes, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Stay with us. We've got more from Kim after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Nation Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and a conversation with Kim Strassel continues about her book, Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Kim, sorry I had to interrupt you. We had to go to hard break, but I want you to pick up your thought about James Comey and what Comey and the FBI has done in terms of some damage that's going to go beyond the legacy of one Donald Trump.
Well, right. Look at what they have done to the reputation of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and to the Department of Justice. And I have some polls in the book showing the monumental fall off in public support for those organizations and the lack of faith that Americans now have that the FBI and others will do the right thing. Or look at what we've done to our Senate confirmation process in the wake of Brett Kavanaugh. Oh. How many people want to go serve in government knowing that that could be the treatment that awaited you? You know, or look at what the press has done to its own reputation. And again, the complete lack of confidence in a neutral and unbiased press, which is a really important part of civic society. The resistance has done this to our country and to themselves and to these institutions. And that's going to be with us for many more years beyond Donald Trump.
Exactly. And if nothing else, people are going to question, especially as you mentioned the media, and you write about it, the 2018 Axios poll, 72% of Americans believe that traditional major news sources report news they know to be fake, false, or purposely misleading. 72%, Kim, that's off the scale.
It's extraordinary. And look, for someone like me and you, I mean, I've been in journalism for a very long time. I don't want to see this happen. I do not cheerlead it because, look, we need a functioning press. And a believable press so that Americans can be informed about what's going on. And also the press is supposed to exist to be an umpire, to call balls and strikes, right?
Exactly.
And
right.
To treat both political parties by the same standard. And that's not what's happening now. And that, in my mind, also gives license to people, to political actors, to then misbehave. If one side of the political aisle knows that they're never going to be held to account or to the same account as the other side, they will indulge in ever more radical behavior. I believe that if the press had done its job, we wouldn't be dealing with impeachment drama at the moment. We wouldn't have dealt with the whole Russia collusion narrative because somebody would have said, this is baloney from the start, and then we would have moved on.
Well, even what they did with Brett Kavanaugh, you know, to your earlier point, they put him through a strainer and a fact pattern that is following the same thing the Democrats used for the Russian collusion and are now using for this whistleblower. They sit on information, they lie about it, and then they come in and behind closed doors want to piecemeal the information to us and lead us to believe something else. And then you find out afterwards the truth the matter, like with Dr. Blasey Ford, who came in and testified and pretty much said she didn't have a dog in the, you know, in the game here. And then you find out, oh no, she worked for an abortifacient company, and even her attorney said it was all about Roe v. Wade. Well, wait a minute. You come in, you turn the whole process upside down, you jeopardize Brett Kavanaugh, a justice of the court, a stellar individual. Anybody, I mean, you look at his history, the breadth of his history and his curriculum vitae, and you think, gosh, I'd love to have a son like that. I'd love to have somebody in my family. I'd like to have him be an example for other Americans. And they put him through hell and what have you, and they're, you know, with impunity. I mean, there's no consequence.
Well, right, and to your point, I mean, look at the impeachment hearings we're going to be watching this week.
Mm-hmm.
Public hearings. Who are we getting called? We're getting a former Ukrainian ambassador, Marie Ivanovich, who wasn't even in her post a whole month prior to this, an infamous telephone call between Donald Trump and the Ukrainian president. Another senior State Department official who had no direct knowledge of that call. You know, why are these people being put out there? It's not necessarily because they can shed light on events. They have all acknowledged in their prior depositions that they don't know what the president was doing. They were not privy to his decision making in terms of our policy decisions about Ukraine. So why are they being called? They're being called because in their depositions, which we've now seen, they've all been remarkably hostile to Donald mm-hmm. Trump and his policy. So they're going to provide the best, you know, talking points. But that's not getting anyone in the country to the actual facts of what happened.
Well, even like Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, I mean, he was like something from Central Casting. Let's put him in a uniform. Let's make this all look like it's credible and everything. And then you find out the details of, from the transcript, and you go, wait a minute, there's not a whole lot of there, but in the same way with Dr. Blasey Ford, it just seemed manufactured to me, Kim. I don't know about you.
No, right. And look, so we now have the Republican wish list for their witnesses, and put aside the ones that they've asked to come forward that have to do with Hunter Biden and Burisma, which, by the way, I think are legitimate asks, because mm-hmm. if you're wondering why the president was so curious about this and demanding things, I think we have a right to try to understand what the actual issue was. Mm-hmm. But put those people aside. The Republicans have also asked, for instance, David Hale, a senior member of the State Department, the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. He had direct knowledge of the call and what the White House was doing in terms of the aid, et cetera. They've asked for Tim Morrison, a senior member of the National Security Council. You know, why are these people not being called at the same time as some of these other State Department officials being put there? And it's because presumably their narrative is not exactly the same. But Americans are going to understand that, and they're going to want Democrats to prove that they're actually interested in getting to the truth, not just presenting a story. And I think that Democrats are really undermining their cause here.
Well, and ultimately, if it does go to the Senate, they're going to want Chairman Schiff. They're going to want to subpoena him, and the Senate's going to want to talk to him to find out, how he came in contact with a whistleblower.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, if the Senate even goes ahead with a trial. Because, look, I think if you talk to some senators, you know, the Senate's duty under impeachment is very clear. It's supposed to weigh the evidence presented to it by the House. But if that evidence was not collected fairly, where the accused were not allowed to ask their own questions, where there were not cross-examinations, where certain witnesses were not called, I think there's going to be certain senators who say, this is not a legitimate body of evidence upon which to even call a trial. And, you know, that there may be a motion to dismiss up front and not even go down that road.
What do you think if that happens, Kim?
Well, look.
I'm with you. I'm tracking with you. I'm seeing this. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, again, depending on your worldview, for people that hate Trump, he is guilty. There's no suggestion by some of these Democrats that due process is involved. I mean, forget about it. They've already indicted him. They have convicted him in their statements. They don't even say that he's purportedly accused or anything else, alleged. Those terms are gone. He is, in fact, a criminal, and it's just a matter of time before they perp walk him right out of the White House.
Yeah, and there's going to be enormous pressure on Republican senators to vote to proceed with the trial. But again, I still don't understand how this necessarily helps Democrats. Look, again, the purpose of impeachment is it's a political tool, and
exactly.
The goal is to convince the majority of a significant majority of the public that you have real cause to believe or prove that the president committed a high crime or misdemeanor. Obviously, Democrats have not done that. They couldn't even convince certain members of their own party when they held
exactly.
that vote
mm-hmm.
to vote for it. So how is what they're doing going to convince the public? And how, by the way, does it help Democrats for Elizabeth Warren and various other senators to now put off the Iowa caucuses and come back to sit for a Senate trial, on something as meager as what the House has provided? It's just I think that this could really come back to hurt Democrats in the end.
Well, without a doubt. But like you, I'm hopeful that even though the Trump haters are breaking America, that we might be able to find some redemption. And I look forward to an ongoing conversation with you about this, Kim. Resistance at All Costs, the book available at all the usual places, linked on our website and featured there, too, by the way, at BillMartinezLive.com. Kimberly Strassel, New York Times bestselling author of The Intimidation Game. Kim, thank you so much for being with us.
Bill, thanks for having me. I can't wait to talk again.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The 5.5-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, in celebration of the National Dog Show and the Thanksgiving holiday, Purina is inviting dog lovers across the world to recognize the countless roles our dogs play in our lives, such as the listener, the work partner, the hero, and the supporter through its annual hashtag Dog Thanking Initiative. Great idea. Pet lovers are encouraged to share a photo or video of their pet on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram that highlights their courageous and honor-worthy role in the family. Use the hashtag DogThanking and tag Purina when you post, and your pet could be featured during the airing of the National Dog Show. How about that? The National Dog Show is going to premiere on Thanksgiving Day on NBC at noon across all time zones. In its 18th year, the show celebrates man's best friend and continues an established family holiday tradition. The show will crown one of America's great dogs as its 2019 champion, bringing canine competition and entertainment to more than 20 million viewers for the 18th year. More than 2,000 dogs representing more than 175 breeds will vie for best in show honors. Is that awesome? Well, Maria Menounos is with us. She's the host of the leading Apple podcast, Better Together. Hey, Maria, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. Great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you back. Good to be talking once again. And we're talking, hey, our favorite animals, our friends, our dogs.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk more about the National Dog Show presented by Purina.
Well, as you know, it's a family favorite holiday tradition. It's the 18th year, actually.
Amazing. Yes.
We have over 20 million people that tune in every year. I know it's a family tradition for us as well in our home with my family and our babies, of course, Max, Winnie, and Willie. So we live to watch the National Dog Show every year. And as always, we're going to have some 2,000 dogs, nearly 200 breeds, all competing for best in show.
Now, so how do the family dogs respond? I mean, are they getting any idea it's all about them? I mean, you know, is they're watching the dog show?
It's funny. So sometimes, like, William watches television. He will be experiencing the National Dog Show for the first time because we rescued him just a few months ago. My parents' dog watches intensely. And Maximus watches intensely. Winnie, of course, just wants our attention. So she half watches, but she's into it. But I think she wishes she was in it. Being a beautiful poodle that she is.
Well, she's probably above it all, really. She goes, oh, look at, you know, hey, you know, everybody knows I'm the one, so we'll just go through the process, right?
She's sitting on my lap right now. If you hear any snoring, it's her.
That's her.
Yeah, but it's funny watching it with them because when you watch and they're watching, you're like, wait, do they understand what's happening? This is hilarious.
Yes. you know, you want them to be able to talk. I mean, get their perspective is, you know, what they're seeing. And, you know, I just thought, well, you got the kids there and, you know, want to hear what they have to say. So, but in this case, you know, you get to just watch their personality. Speaking of personality, you've got some TV personalities that are hosting. John O'Hurley, of course, Jay Peterman on Seinfeld is going to serve as the show co-host along with veteran dog show analyst David Free, right?
Mm-hmm. And Mary Carrillo, of course, national correspondent. She'll be there. They're amazing. Such a great team. And there's such a comfort to seeing the same team. They know it in and out, and they're fun to watch.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, with all the breeds of dogs, you know, more than 2,000 dogs and 175 breeds, I mean, you got to know your stuff.
Oh, yeah, and they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, we're looking forward. So tell us more about this year's hashtag dog thanking program and why pet lovers should participate.
Okay. Well, Bill, do you have a dog?
My son does in California. Where I'm in Florida, I'm not allowed to have dogs, which is very disappointing. It's probably one of the reasons why I'm going to move. Yeah, exactly. But, Kobe is in California. He's kind of like my, son's dog. He and I are very, very close. We've been together since day one. And he
is. Well, baby. You share your photo and participate in hashtag dog thanking in honor of your grandson.
Yes.
I tell my parents they're grandparents to my dog. So
yes.
Basically we're encouraging everyone to share a photo or a video on social media that highlights your pet's honor-worthy role in your family, what makes them special, what you want to thank them for. Use the hashtag dog thanking, tag at Purina, and you could be featured in the National Dog Show.
I'm going to do that.
Could become a star.
I'm going to do that. If you see Kobe, Kobe's a border collie. He's brilliant. This kid, he is just such a sweet animal. And, you know, he's moving up in years, but to my son's credit, he's taken real good care of him. He's a very healthy 13-year-old.
And, great.
Yeah, he doesn't quite bounce around like Tigger like he used to, but he still moves and grows and chases down frisbees and all that good stuff. So he's just an excellent animal. But, I love Kobe, and he is a dear dog. And if I was to get a dog here in Florida, it would probably be a border collie because of Kobe.
Yeah, it's funny. Last night I was in the kitchen, and I say this every second of the day. I fawn over my dogs all day long as if I never saw them before. And so last night I was in the kitchen with my dad. I'm like, Dad, Maximus is my best friend. He goes, mine too, Maria. I love him.
My dad
is literally obsessed with them. It's the cutest thing when we see you guys, our parents, love on our dogs the way you do. It's just, it's so cute.
Well, it's the same way. If you have somebody, you know, appreciating your and loving your child, you love them all the more as well, you know. So, yeah, it translates. But there's just something so incredibly special about dogs because they're just such the manifestation of pure love, in my
opinion. They really are. And that's why Purina wants to thank them. And that's what this whole hashtag dog thinking campaign is about, is thanking them for that special role that they play in our lives because they are gifts.
Mm-hmm. Well, they really are. Now, what does hashtag dog thanking mean to you directly, Maria?
Well, you know, as we said, it highlights the countless roles that they play in our lives. And through my work with Purina and the Purple Leash Project, mm-hmm. We are renovating domestic violence shelters across the country because we see the crucial role they play in survivors' next steps in life. Mm-hmm. And so this summer we were in Maine renovating a shelter and we got to see firsthand the role that people's pets play in their lives and how unfortunate it is that in these situations shelters are not able to accommodate people with their pets. And as you know, we're better together.
Amen. Yeah.
And there was one woman in particular that I interviewed who's dog saved her life in a situation where domestic violence was taking place. And so how do you abandon your pet when your pet's what saved you?
Exactly.
So this is what the Purple Leash Project has been all about. It's been a collaboration with Red Rover and Purina to help make over shelters across the country so that people don't have to make that choice. And so, of course, that's one role and one way that we see how important pets are in our lives. But, of course, I love dog thanking because I get the chance to thank Winnie, Maximus, and William for what they are in my life and what they mean to me. And they all have very different roles. And so it's just a great opportunity to honor them.
Yeah, excellent. You know, next time I see you hosting Nuvi, I'm going to think of your puppies. I'm going to go, hey, how come they're not hanging with you? We're talking with Emmy Award-winning journalist, TV personality, motivational speaker, New York Times bestselling author, host of Nuvi, as you just heard me say, the Cinema Pre-Show, and co-founder, CEO of AfterBuzz TV Streaming Networks, Maria Menounos. You're just not busy enough, Maria. I don't know what, you know.
Well, you'll have to tune in on New Year's Eve. I'll be back hosting on Fox with Steve Harvey as well. That's going to be a lot of fun, too.
Oh, that'll be great.
You just gave me a great idea because now I'm going to have to tell Nuvi the next time we shoot interstitials, I'm going to have to bring the dogs with me.
I want to see the puppies. Just tell them.
When
you
see them in the theater, know that you made it happen.
Okay, look at that. I'm gonna crack up. You know I will as soon as I see that. Well, Maria, real quick here as we wrap things up, when will the show premiere and where can viewers watch?
All right. Well, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina, of course, will air on Thanksgiving Day across all time zones at noon on NBC.
Well, Maria Menounos, Emmy Award-winning journalist and host right here on Bill Martinez Live. Maria, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what it means now, huh? You hear the music in the background. This is his entering fair. The one and only Steve Evans right here coming up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery because, well, you can blame it on my mother. It just rubbed off on me, bless her heart. Hey, how you doing? Hope you're having a great day.
Great.
Hey, and I met you too, Steve-O.
Okay, well, I thought I was being asked a question there.
Well, yes, of course I'm asking you a question. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. I'm doing just fine. We have Midway also doing fine.
Yes.
The prize last week.
I missed that, too. I wanted to see it last weekend. I was supposed to go with a buddy and his dad, and I got left behind there. But, I heard a lot of great things about the movie.
Well, it certainly was great enough to be number one. We're not talking about a huge number here, 17.9. It was a big surprise. Dr. Sleep was supposed to be number one. It was number two, making 14.1. And I have to actually blame the marketing on that one. I mean, I was just thinking about this. I mean, here we have a movie which is based on a Stephen King book, which is the sequel to an iconic American film,
right,
Shining. And I work with this stuff all the time, and I really wasn't aware of that until last weekend. So somewhere along the way, they should have been promoting this thing, and I think they
did Warner Bros. Run out of money or something? Marketing money?
I don't know. They got the Joker out there, man.
Maybe that's what it is. It's too Joker focused that they forgot about.
Maybe they were distracted. Yeah,
they're probably sitting there in the executive board meeting. I thought you were going to add. I thought you were in control of marketing. No, you were. I was on the Joker. What are you doing? You know.
I think there probably is some finger pointing going.
Oh, Lord have mercy! You got to know that.
Playing with Fire, number three. We had Last Christmas, number four. Terminator Dark Five, or rather Dark Fate, rounding out the top five. And I had a chance to see The Irishman last weekend.
What did you think?
A few theaters. You know, it's a terrific film. I'm not sure it's for everybody. It's a lot of movie. You got a lot of Scorsese, three and a half hours long, but the cast, of course, Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, they're really on their game. And it's so much fun to watch those guys work.
I was going to say, is it funny? I mean, well, 3.5 hours of comedy, if it is that way, but it's not.
Well, no, this isn't, a serious film. It's about a mob hitman basically looking back at his life, and that's why I say I'm not sure it's for everybody. But I mean, it is so well done, and it is going to be in the comfort of the convenience of your very own home at the end of the month, because it's a Netflix film, and they're going to be rolling it out on the service at the end of the month, so everybody's going to have a chance to see it. And it's 3.5 hours. And you can pause, of course, if you're watching it at home and take care of whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, with all the streaming that's going on, Disney introduced their streaming yesterday. And, not without a hitch. I had a little bit of a challenge with it. But, it's going to be fine. But with all the streaming, I mean, what are we looking at? Are we looking at, big theaters becoming less and less significant?
I think the theater experience is still going to be important. I think it's just like everything else. You know, when there was radio, everybody thought the radio, the TV, they thought it was going to be the death of radio. And then we had, the internet come along, it's going to be the death of everything. And no, everything just kind of finds its place, I think. Mm-hmm. Right now, of course, streaming is at the head of the line. I mean, these numbers we're seeing from these, these streaming services are amazing. But that's the current state of the...
Well, the deal is, where else can you go for stale popcorn? I mean, you got to go to the big theaters.
that's the best place for it.
I mean, you miss that kind of stuff. I tell my wife, I haven't had stale popcorn in a while. It's time to go to a movie.
Yes.
And then, I think I told you last time, too, which is a bit of a surprise. In fact, I spoke with Maria Menounos, who does the big screen, pre-warm-up stuff. Sweet, sweet gal. She's just way precious. But anyway.
You'll be proud of her if you go to an AMC theater, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. And, but I didn't tell her this, but I will say it to you, is that, they took a survey and people were complaining. They said, well, the trailers, they're a little long, and we got too many trailers. So they read out of that response, well, what we need to do is give them more commercials. So now you get a movie, it says, well, the movie's going to start at 8:05. Nah. 8:40, because now instead of about 15, 20 minutes of trailers, now you get a mix of ads in there, and so they added another 10, 15 minutes to the experience.
Well, I like to see the trailers, obviously.
I do, too. I love the trailers. I don't mind the trailers, but, don't give me 20 minutes of...
I see the latest commercial from Lexus or whatever,
I see it enough at home, and that's why I DVD and, DVD as much as I can so I can speed through that stuff,
laugh because besides that, AMC has to give you a commercial about where you happen to be at an AMC theater. You certainly can't miss that fact because you're seeing that referenced about every 2 minutes. So anyway, that is part of it these days. But this weekend we have some very interesting films. Shall we jump into it?
Yeah, we might as well. Yeah, let's
Ford
do this.
Ford versus Ferrari. Are you looking forward to this movie?
To be honest with you, I didn't know a whole lot about it, to be honest with you. So.
I've been seeing these trailers, speaking of trailers, for a long time, and it's such a classic story. We have two great actors, Matt Damon and Christian Bale. And like I say, it's a terrific story. This is about a true event. This is about the American car designer Carroll Shelby and his driver Ken Miles are battling corporate interference and the law of physics and their own personal demons to build this revolutionary race car for Ford and challenge Ferrari at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in 1966. I mean, Ferrari, of course, is Ferrari. And they always ruled these, on Porsche, they all ruled these races. And then Ford says, we want to get in this game. And it's really a true American story. And it's a great story about friendship and also about this race. And it's a little long, about 2.5 hours long, I guess. But great racing scenes, a little formulaic, but I thought, this looks cool. 90% are recommending, it's called Ford versus Ferrari, out this weekend.
We always love a good underdog story, don't we? I mean, after all, you're going to go into Ferrari's backyard, and, why not? Fun.
Check out the trailer. These guys really work well together. So that should be fun this weekend. I'm going to see it. We have a new Charlie's Angel movie. They're back once again.
I've been missing them.
I don't know why.
Not really. I don't know why.
Well, because it was a big show back in the day, right?
Right. That's the one I miss.
Well, I mean,
with Kate Smith in there.
My wife is really into this, the older TV shows, so she'll watch Bonanza and she'll watch, and Charlie's Angels. It's on this channel called Me Television. So, and I was watching an episode of Charlie's Angels the other day, and let me tell you, they're just bad. They're awful. When you're looking at it from our perspective today, back in the day they were very cool, but it's just like, oh man, is this cheesy.
Yeah.
However,
because they look so good. When you have something that looks that good, you can overlook all the...
Well, I was going to say, we had the original Angels here. We remember Kate Jackson. We remember
right.
Jacqueline Smith.
I said Kate Smith. I meant Jacqueline Smith and Kate. Yes, right.
And, of course, Farrah Fawcett.
Yes, of course.
Everybody had that poster on their wall, right? Those were the original three, and then Cheryl Ladd came along, Shelley Hack, we had Tanya Roberts, and that was the original show. And then they came out with a movie in 2000. We had New Angels, we had Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu. They did a couple of films, and now we have a reboot, and we have brand new Angels, Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balinska. This is all directed by Elizabeth Banks, who, by the way, in this movie plays Bosley, just so you're aware.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we have 64% of the critics recommending this thing. We have the New Angels. They're working for this mysterious Charles Townsend, whose security and investigative agency has expanded internationally. With the world's smartest and bravest and most highly trained women all over the globe now, there are now teams of angels guided by multiple Bosleys taking on the toughest jobs everywhere. I guess they're thinking, on the odd chance that this thing is a huge hit, they can now do movies about various Bosleys and various angels in various locations. That could be the thinking.
Well, yeah, look at, I mean, hey, you get a free vacation. You know, that's all built into the contract, right?
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, angels in Roma.
They say that it may be making about 16.5. It probably will be number two behind Ford versus Ferrari this weekend. Mm-hmm. We have another movie which I've been seeing a lot of trailers for, and that's The Good Liar. And I think the reason they're really pumping this particular title is because of a great cast. We have Ian McKellen and the great Helen Mirren together for the first time in this particular film, which really, you know, it's one of these independent, and it's not a whodunit, but kind of a mysterious sort of thing that I think there are a lot of twists and turns that are going along. It's called The Good Liar, and you have a con artist, Roy Courtney, played by Ian McKellen. He can hardly believe his luck when he meets this well-to-do widow, Betty McLeish. Meets her online, and as Betty opens up her home and life to him, Roy is surprised to find himself actually caring about her, turning what should be a cut-and-dry swindle into the most treacherous tightrope walk of his life. Which, as I say, it leads me to believe that there are a few twists and turns along the way.
Exactly.
53% recommending The Good Liar this
week. Yeah, this way when you get overwhelmed by all the political verbiage flying around, you can actually go see something that really is good, and The Good Liar will be a nice redeeming contrast to the other stuff we're hearing out there, right?
Right.
Just saying.
Politics here, we have The Report. This is the movie that's starring Adam Driver here. This is a movie about Daniel Jones. He was the lead investigator for the Senate's study into the CIA's detention and interrogation program, which was found to be brutal, immoral, and ineffective. Now, with the truth at stake, Jones battles tirelessly to make public what many in power sought to keep hidden. I've seen the trailer for this one as well. 84% recommending. Wow. Looks like a terrific film. And Annette Bening also in this, Michael C. Hall and John Hamm, all out in The Report this weekend. A movie opened up last weekend, which I wanted to mention, but we didn't have time for, and that is a movie called Primal. And the reason I'm mentioning it now is it stars Nicolas Cage. When I saw this title, I thought, you know what, it seems like I'm talking about a new Nicolas Cage movie about every other month.
Right.
So I went back and took a look, and yes, I am talking about a new Nicolas Cage movie every other month, because he's making 6 movies a year now.
Wow.
Making 6 movies this year. He's made 6 in 18, 6 in 17, and he's going to make 6 movies in 2020. And that's one every 2 months.
Exactly. How do you do that? I mean, you got to be on some sort of conveyor belt or something, right?
But they say this is, you know, 58% are recommending Nicolas Cage in full cageosity, they say.
Oh, in cageosity, no less. Oh, my goodness.
You might want to check out Primal this week.
Hey, it's either that or we do a crowdfunding for him. Why not, huh?
Well, I think he could be in need of that as well.
Who only knows?
Come on.
Hey, he is the movie guy, Steve Evans, right here. Thank you, Steve-O.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if...